Hey guys, welcome to Think Flame Marketing Agency podcast, Ideas on Fire. Today we are talking about online reputation management. I'm Cassandra Patrick, and with me, as always, is Jonathan Perea. When you think online reputation, what comes to mind?
A lot of things actually come to mind. What's your online presence? Who's reviewing it? How many reviews are going? Where they're coming from? Different places, different faces.
Do you even
There's
have any?
that's a big one. Is your rep coming mostly from your social media, or is it coming from Google? Is it coming from other reputable sites like, Yellow Pages
Or Yelp.
or Yelp or, Google My Business type stuff? That's what I think right away. And how powerful is this? What do you think, Cass?
I think reputation, whether it's online or,
In person.
in person,
Yeah.
it can make or break a business. I mean, how many times have you seen someone get a negative review and the business responds in an aggressive manner, trying to say that they didn't do anything wrong, as opposed to responding in a way that doesn't necessarily placate, but says that you understand where the person is coming from, and then you take it offline so that people don't see the full discussion, right? I've seen a few places where people have gotten into really heated debates with the person who put up a poor review.
I mean, yeah, I've put up some negative reviews because, I've explained to them. I mean, for example, there was a sushi restaurant that I used to go to every Friday, every and it was part of our thing, and the service just got worse and worse. I mean, we're talking 30 minutes just to get a glass of water. And I know that sounds like I'm exaggerating, but I'm not. Like, that was literally the case. And of course, it got to a point where I'm just like, hey, what's going on? If we're not gonna be serviced correctly, I'll just take my business elsewhere. Not a big deal. And I'll let people know on Google what's good, like what's happening. And they try to compensate, but it just got worse and worse, and it stayed the same. So basically, I left a negative Google review, and apparently 280 something people have looked at it and agreed with me.
Wow,
Yeah,
that
and that's not even within a year. It's pretty
did you
powerful stuff.
get any sort of response from the restaurant on that review or
I don't think so. I've also left a bad review on a place I used to live because they deserved it. And they actually try to make a response out of it as if, but here's the thing though. I mean, I'm not trying to make this a personal story time, but the key to that story was how important the reviews go, how your reputation that shows. I mean, over 283 people viewed it. Yes, some people outreach, and they might outreach to make some sort of like attempt to look like they're not that bad of your review. Whatever, it is what it is. It might be so, and you're gonna get that. You're gonna get some trolls out there. You're gonna get people that are generally angry at everything if they don't get, the
Exactly
full.
what they want.
Yeah, the full 100-yard dash service when they're only paying for, breadsticks. But
Breadsticks.
yeah, you're gonna have that. And then, but the truth is, that's how powerful this is. Like, you get a lot of people that look, you get a lot of people that want to see what they're getting into. And it's powerful stuff. And people, and you could tell that the people that actually put time into giving a good, bad, or whatever type of review, they don't just write, oh yeah, they suck, or they actually tell their story. That way,
Oh
if
yeah.
someone goes, those it goes a long way. And generally, as a business, you want a good story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And What's frustrating about it is that most people will leave reviews when they aren't happy.
Absolutely. No, and that was, you know, again, going back to the personal stories, that was my weapon.
Yep.
You know, that was my threat mechanism. That was, hey, if I don't get good service, I'm going to leave a bad review, because I know exactly how strong those are. And, you know, yes, my opinion, people don't change. They learn. So they didn't change. They didn't even care to learn. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the service still sucked. So they got a bad review. That's it.
So
that's the way it was.
Because we're doing story time. Recently, I had to deal with the ever so red tape world of insurance.
Oh.
Yeah. And so the advisor that I was using, when he stepped in, because I was just running into roadblock after roadblock,
yep.
He stepped in and was absolutely fantastic. And he went above and beyond. He was doing daily follow-ups and all this sort of stuff. And because we are in the business that we're in, I know the power behind a really great review.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So when everything was said and done, I made sure that I gave him a really great review and talked about all those important things, especially in insurance. When you're dealing with that stuff, there needs to be trust.
Absolutely.
And so I talked about all of those great things. And I also sent him an email afterwards and let him know that I left it. And he was very appreciative. Now,
absolutely.
It was his first one on Google. He's been in business for a couple decades. So he needs to work on that. And when it comes to your online reputation, what kind of sucks is you get a bad review. It takes 10 good reviews to outweigh it.
Yeah, people don't care. People don't care about the good ones. They're assuming that if they're coming to you to spend their money, they're assuming that they're going to get what they're looking for. They're assuming they're going to get the service that they deserve. But they do care about the bad ones because they want to see, like, what I'm really getting myself into.
There's also a time frame when it comes to responding to them. So if you're a business that's already set up right now, and you've been in business for a few years, and you discover a really old negative review, sadly, the time frame to respond has come and gone.
Yep.
I give you a leeway of a couple months. Just because sometimes you don't realize that they're there.
Yep, that could
One
happen.
Way that you can work on that is something called Google Alerts. It's a free service, and you can set it up so that when your business name or even your personal name appears in Google, this also helps with articles, any sort of blogs, podcasts that you may be on as well. As soon as they're posted, you get an alert.
Yeah.
So someone tags your business in a negative review, you get an alert automatically because Google, obviously, you know, being Google, everything gets posted there on any sort of platform.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And having that response helps, you know.
It really does.
Again, it could potentially show the people that are just angry all the time and just want to, like, angry type everybody that they meet. Or it shows, you know, genuine poor service and a true story. You know, if you respond quick enough, it generally, like, they're like, okay, maybe it wasn't that bad.
Exactly. Maybe it's a one-time thing. Maybe this person is just angry about everything. And you can kind of tell from the reviews too, the person who genuinely had a really bad experience or someone who's just there to cause trouble.
Exactly.
We've all seen it. We've seen it on social media. We've seen it in reviews. We've seen it in people ranting on, well, anything and everything.
Yep, definitely.
So when people are searching for you, say whether you're established or you're new, one thing that you should do, because mobile search is so powerful, is make sure that you have Google My Business set up.
Okay.
So Google My Business, basically what it does is it shows you the name of the company, if your store or office hours, I mean, you can list that you're always open, but you still, I say put some parameters around that, even if you are, say, a real estate agent, just so that you don't get phone calls at 3 a.m. because it can happen.
It can.
Your website, if you have one, your physical location, if you have one. With the location, if you don't have a physical location or it's your house, because home run business, you can actually hide that and just put a city.
Yeah.
So that way you still come up in local searches, your phone number, your email. And one thing that's key is some photos. So put up your logo or a picture of you and your team if you have a team. Yeah. An offer that you might have. Things like that, just so people can get to know you. With this, I do have a couple clients who just, they don't have an official website, but they have landing pages. So you can link to that. Or even within that, this will help you be seen online and can basically act as like a mini storefront. If, you know, for those people who are like, well, nobody's online and no one's looking for me there. Mm-hmm. This is a starting point.
The most important thing that I think for having a good mobile search presence is simply the reason that people, that when they look on their phone, they want to press the directions. like let's say I'm looking for the nearest dentist or something, and you pop up. They just want to press directions to the nearest dentist on their phone.
Yeah, or a phone number or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It needs to be easy. It needs to be there. It needs to be strong on your mobile.
And it needs to be correct.
Yeah, exactly. For it to have an online presence.
Absolutely. Sorry, just to go back to the whole correct thing. If you, you know, people find your business and if you haven't claimed it, they can put up the wrong information. They can.
That is true.
Number.
Someone else can too.
Exactly. So you need to make sure that you claim it. And Google is very quick, very fast about responding to things like that. And honestly, if there's any questions, please reach out to us. That is the biggest thing, because you don't want wrong information or negative information.
Absolutely.
If you're aimed at families, you don't want something that's a bit more like sexualized appearing when your name gets searched. Back to the trolls, there's people who just want to make your life a living hell.
No, absolutely. I've actually searched for some sort of companies and I call them and it's a company that they bought out like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, how could you build trust with somebody if you're not showing yourself on their searches the way you want to on the mobile? It just doesn't work. It needs to be done correctly.
Yeah. Like anything else, it doesn't have to be overly complicated.
It doesn't. Nope.
The first tool that I always suggest is the Google Alerts.
Yep.
When you set up Google My Business, you can send out a link to all of your previous clients, current clients, people that you've done business with, if you're just getting started in a new sort of area or niche.
Yeah.
Right? Because some people are like, well, I'm starting a new business. I don't have any clients. How am I going to build reviews? There's many ways. If you are coming from, say, a corporate background, there's no reason why people that you worked with there wouldn't be willing to speak to your business manner and how professional you are and things like that. There's ways to build it up even at the very beginning. So you definitely want to see that on Google because it is the main search engine that people use.
It's a giant echo that goes a lot farther than a lot of people actually think.
Absolutely. Also, the way Google has Google My Business, Bing has their own as well. Bing isn't as big.
It's still there. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember the exact stat. I'll find it and we'll add it in the
bottom. You'll have people that trust, you know, Bing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow Pages, Google, you know, bizrate.com. You got people that trust those over Google.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cass, my question to you, though, is how important, you know, are reputation tools? Like, are they in need? What do you think? Like, scale of 1 to 10 on with me on this one.
I think they're really important. The reason that I think they're important is because when someone's starting to look for a new product, a new business to use, it takes anywhere from sometimes up to 10 searches for someone to even reach out.
Yep.
Monitoring your reputation, making sure that there is some information out there and about yourself and your business, it starts to build that trust. People immediately see you not only as your product or business, but as a person. We'll say it in every single thing that we say or put out there, but it's human to human.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. And so you want to make sure that you have a good reputation out there. Any content that you put out, you can link to it. Sometimes people need to sort of do the research prior to actually having that initial conversation because they may have been burned in the past.
Absolutely.
Or
yeah.
They're really unsure. And if they reach out to you and all of a sudden start finding stuff after the fact, it may actually get them to flip the sale and walk away.
Yeah, I mean, I think reputation management tools are 10 out of 10. I know that there's some people that are out there that they don't care about their rep. They don't care what people think about them, and more power to you. I get that, but you're a professional. You're a business. You're part of a business. You're a business owner. Mm-hmm. Your boss, however you want to see it, like, your reputation goes far.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your reputation is all you have. It's better than your product. And what that means is that means, like, okay, like, we'll go buy an air conditioning at Bob's shop because we know if we need anything from Bob, Bob got our back.
Mm-hmm.
And then on a personal level, your reputation could show the hard work and the person, like you said, the person you are. And that's what people want. They don't want business to business. They don't want to be talking about this. They don't want to be talking about money. They don't want to be talking how much, you know, they're going to see on their monthly bills. They want to be talking to some human that, hey, if times get tough, they know that, you know, they're going to be able to pull through, and they're not going to be part of the problem, but part of the solution.
And also more and more people want to buy local, right?
Yep.
They want to support their local
support. Yep.
And what better way to support your local community than showcase what a great job you do, right? Whether it's by client video testimonials, if they're willing to do them. Also, if clients do that, make sure you have permission from them to utilize the video that they have shared.
Of course.
I mean, I know it's of course to us, but there are people out there who were like, what do you mean you're putting like a picture of me or whatever? And they like freaked out because they didn't realize what it was going to be utilized for.
Yeah.
Right. So one thing that you can showcase is you're involved in your local community. So talk about it online. Talk about you volunteer, right? I am a Boys and Girls Club alumni. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of years ago, for I think 2 or 3, I volunteered on their annual gala, and it was fantastic.
Nice.
It holds a special place in my heart, so yeah. I'll always go back and probably attend and things like that. Those are important things because it also shows that you're not just about the business.
Exactly. It's like Boys and Girls Club gave you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're giving back and you got each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good relationship.
Yeah. Another one of our clients is involved with the Scouts. Mm. And so we told them, we're like, talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having testimonials and building the good reviews and letting people see what a great job you do. Yeah, sometimes it can feel a little boastful, but it's still important. And with a lot of the negative talk out there and people venting online, you need to remember that you got to showcase the good.
Very true. Very, very true.
I know we've talked mostly about Google, Yelp, Yellow Pages, but you can't forget that people also can leave reviews on your social media or tag you in posts where they're talking about your business and things like that. So you want to make sure that you're monitoring that as well.
You know, one of the things that I'm noticing, mm-hmm. and again, this is purely Jonathan's opinion. Don't take don't take this to heart. But I'm noticing that those, you know, Yellow Pages, Google, they, a lot of people are looking at them and they're just brushing them off. They're saying, oh, this person, you know, obviously this person's been on Google. He has 100-something billion reviews. They want something more organic. They want something more real. So they check out the social media. Social media is booming. You know, there's videos that are coming out, you know, pretty hot now. That's I told a realtor team that I was with a couple weeks ago that video is like the new fad. It's like the new, now it's like a must. Like everybody's doing it.
It's started as a fad, but now it's a staple.
Now it's a staple, exactly. That's what people are trusting. That's what people are trusting social media. We've talked about this before in the previous podcast. Some people just live on social media.
Yep.
Some people need that, need to find out what's going on, need to know what's going on in your life. Like, and not in a creepy way, but like they, that's how they want to be involved. That's how they are involved. Like, you know, back in the day when it used to be a you know, even before text messages, people used to call each other and, you know, hang out and stuff. That's how people got involved now. Exactly. And now, and that's what's now social media. Like, that's how people are involved with each other. You know, and it's like, like we've talked about, everyone knows it's a great tool for their business.
Absolutely.
Now, another addition to how it's a great tool for your business is that it also brings that organic feel to your Google review. And, you know, it's done in a plethora of ways. It really is. I mean, there's people that are, that will comment on your page. There's people that, you know, you come out with a great deal or something, some sort of headliner, and you got a bunch of your community just all ecstatic about it, supporting it. And then you got, you know, you put out a video and it gets 100 likes, and, you know, hell, the video might suck itself. The content might suck, but that person that did the video, everyone loves because they know the community, you know what I'm saying? It goes so far. It keeps reaching and touching in different places where you're just like, damn, like social media is legit, you know, a serious thing. In business.
Absolutely. Just one thing that's like a bit off topic.
Yeah.
When you do videos for social media or even for your website, it doesn't have to be a huge production all the time.
No.
What I have found is audiences are more forgiving on poor lighting than they are on sound. So if there's one thing you're going to get, you get a little lapel mic that links directly into your phone. If that is your setup, and make sure your sound is on point.
True.
And because people want to hear the message. They want to know what you're talking about. If the lighting is crap and there's like a weird shadow across your face, so be it. Says the woman who needs to start doing more video.
I've also heard about the videos, like you just said, it doesn't have to be like a big production. You know, sometimes short and sweet is the key. It could be a 15 to 20 second clip of you getting your point across, maintaining that online presence, keeping it fun, keeping it social for the social media pattern that you're trying to set up.
Absolutely.
And trying to expose, and boom, like it's part of the staple,
and
it's part of what you're trying to get done.
If you're not comfortable on camera, like some people aren't, there's different websites that you can use for basic videos when you're first getting started. One of them is called InVideo. We talked about it before.
Yes, we did.
You can put something together, right? If you're more comfortable having your picture taken than speaking on a video because you feel like you might trip up, or in my case, you know, say stool instead of tool. But
nice.
It's true. I totally did. It was like,
by the time
I got it. But, you know, you can put a series of images together really easily especially if you're still learning some video editing before you get into way more complicated stuff. And then that way you're still getting your message across and you're still being seen. With social media, yes, on your Facebook page, you have reviews on LinkedIn, you have recommendations. On Instagram, people do shout outs. They try and get in with influencers and things like that. Social media works a bit more passively than, say, Google reviews. But when you get that organic reach, even if you're not getting a huge amount of likes, but people are sharing it, to me, that's where you're hitting it off, right? People not only can repost, say, on Instagram, they also can share it to the stories. That's how your reach can really blow up if you're not getting a huge amount of likes.
Think about it. Like, let's say I put something out and you share it. Okay, so obviously me putting something out, I'm reaching out to my community. That's obviously the intention. And then you share it, and then now passively, like you just said, I'm reaching out to your community as well.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm not doing it in an aggressive way. I'm doing it a passive way because you shared it. You wanted your community to see it. And, and that's basically how your rep spreads. That's how it goes stronger. Yeah. That's how, you know, you build that social media presence. People are going to be like, okay, oh, Cassandra shared this. Let me check it out. Mm-hmm. And then they find me. And then they find me, and then they're like, oh, you know, if Cassandra trusts this person, let me see what I could do. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's just too good. It's too good not to give it a really good attempt, a really good thought. And again, it's your reputation, your persona, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, hell, I'm a hard worker. I'm out here I'm putting my blood, sweat, and tears into my jobs. I am doing the best I can and all that stuff. Let people award you. Mm-hmm. Let your reputation speak for yourself.
Yep.
A lot of people want that. They don't, I played professional ball, and, you know, back to story time. I was never that. Like, I played catcher, so I was the team captain, but I wasn't that team captain yippity cheerleader in the dugout that tried to motivate people. I was the type of, you know, player that if you want to, you know, get my back, then let's go. Like, I will, you know, I'm going to put out my 100%. Just that's all. And if you put out your 100%, we'll make things happen. I promise. Mm-hmm. That's the type of, like, if that's how you are, then, you know, basically your reputation is all you have to speak for yourself, because you're not one of those guys that's going to come knocking on your door and be like, oh, I'm the best. And frankly, no one's probably going to believe you anyways. You know, no one's going to believe someone that comes out and boasts about themselves and talks about themselves. But if you got a reputation where you got multiple or hundreds or millions or whatever people saying this guy's the best, I promise you, they're probably going to believe that over you coming out and saying, I'm the best.
No, absolutely. Social proof and reviews, reputation management, whatever flavor you want to call it, is incredibly powerful.
Yep.
It is it's one of the foundational sort of legs of business, because you can see it in the news, right? Somebody, some celebrity or politician or whoever acts like a complete and utter fool. We're not going to get into specific. It can end careers, marriages, whatever.
Oh yeah.
It literally ends them.
It does.
So if that's the sort of context you need to think of it in, then think of it that way and apply it to your business, because you want to make sure, like, it, for a lot of people, their business is their life. So why wouldn't you make sure that that is taken care of?
Exactly.
So
it goes about everything. Mm-hmm. It is what a lot of people tend to kind of like let it slip. Like, oh, our competitors, you know, let's say I make sandwiches. And my competitor's sandwiches are $3 and mine are $5. And, you know, someone's going to be like, oh, you know, let's go get his competitor's sandwiches because they're cheaper. But then the person next to him is going to be like, no, let's go pay those extra $2 because those are the best sandwiches in the world. And I've actually had that happen to me personally. I've had people like that. I'm like, oh, you know, I don't know what to do about my phone. You know, where do I get it fixed? Oh, take it to this person. And I'm like, but those people are so expensive. And they're like, well, they're the best. You're going to get, you're going to get your work. I mean, you're going to get what you pay for, basically.
Yep.
A reputation is insane. It's insane. Yeah.
I've had people tell me, well, I sent out an email to previous clients asking for them to leave a review. It's not working. It kind of sucks because people are more likely to leave a review if they're not happy.
This is very true.
Of their own volition. So when you ask them, you'll still get about a 1 in 4 response. What you can do is things like make sure that you have social sharing information at the bottom of any sort of marketing material that you send out. I know it sounds really basic, but I still get emails from people where they have no links to anything. And I'm like, well, I don't really know you. So where's that social proof? Exactly. How am I going to find out about you if you want me to buy something from you? You can also offer things like exclusive discounts or coupons on social media for anybody who shares your post or leaves a review or sometimes even just shares their thoughts, right? Start building that engagement, and that in and of itself will sort of propel you forward.
That's an excellent point. You know, who do the people that do this amazing, this, you know, ask for reviews on a good are the waiters and waitresses. I don't know if you've ever been to like restaurants and they're, you know, at the end after, you know, your service and you're paying the bill and stuff, they come to you, you know, they write like a little thank you on the receipt. Uh-huh. They circle like a little, hey, you know, just a little info here. If you go to our website and fill out, you know, this survey, next time you come to us, you know, you get a free whatever appetizer or something. And they basically say, you know, and if you don't mind, like, not, they don't come out generally and say, if you don't mind mentioning me, but they kind of like, you know, kind of nudge it that way, and that's you know, that goes a powerful way. It does require participation, and the waiters and waitresses, let's take a note out of their book.
Absolutely.
They're always, you know, they work hard all night to give you the best service. They show what type of person they are, and you know what, to be honest, they build their rep. Next time you go to that restaurant, you want a table that is waited or waitressed by that person.
Absolutely.
You want to be served by them because you know that you were taken care of. And it just continues like that.
Yep. No, that actually is like the perfect analogy for it.
Exactly. Yep. So they're consistently at it. And I know that makes it simple. Like, hey, like, you know, someone that just got serviced for food and all that stuff, and then they have a receipt, a little, you know, everything's there. But I mean, social media, you could do that for social media, like you just mentioned. You know, I've had people when I was doing HVAC, I've had people that go, hey, like, you know, what do people generally do after you're done, like asking if like they tip us or, you know, they call in or something. And you know, we just say, you know, just give us a good review online. That goes a long way, because then we have people that are requesting our team, our HVAC team, to go out there and, you know, do the install for them. And being active in your Google reviews or in just your reputation management, that will show, that will open up more doors. That will open up more opportunities for you to, you know, just basically show the world who you are. Yeah. And that's what you want.
Reputation management, like anything else in digital marketing, has a lot of layers.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We could spend 2 more hours talking about this easily.
In my head, I'm also seeing that scene from Shrek where Shrek's like, you know, it's
the layers.
Parfait.
Yeah.
And Like you mentioned, there's Google reviews, there's the social proof. One thing you can do, a lot of businesses have a newsletter. And it's a great place to either ask for reviews if it's specifically aimed at current or past clients, or just feature a client who has given you permission again, or has put a Google review up. You can add those because they're online. It's already giving permission. The video ones are the ones that you really have to be careful about. But, you know, all of these strategies feed into letting people get to know your business before they pick up the phone and take that action and become a client. It's a snowball, right? Once you get rolling and you start seeing them coming in and you remember all the great work that you've done on those hard days, it's a bit of a boost so that you keep moving forward and keep doing the great service that you've been doing all these for however long that you've been in business. And if you have any questions, we're over here.
Yes, we are. And we want the questions.
We sound like a broken record with that.
I know, but we want them. We want those questions. I'm going to send those questions in and see you. That's pretty good.